AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. After reports some Western countries may be considering sending troops to Ukraine, military heavyweights Germany and Poland have affirmed that they will not be. Karen Shamas has more.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov warned against such ideas, saying, "Those who not only express such thoughts but even allow them in their heads should use these heads for more rational thoughts, safer for Europe." Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov said any NATO combat troops in Ukraine would create an inevitable conflict between Russia and the alliance. Moscow's warning came a day after French President Emmanuel Macron said that sending in Western ground troops should not be ruled out in the future. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia's crackdown continues. A Moscow court has sentenced a veteran human rights advocate who spoke out against the war in Ukraine to 2 years, 6 months in prison. He was taken directly into custody from the courtroom. Israel and Hamas are playing down any imminent breakthrough in ceasefire talks. This after President Biden said Israel has agreed to pause its offensive during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan if a deal is reached to release hostages. In the U.S., the killing of a Georgia nursing student has become an issue in the presidential campaign. The suspect is a Venezuelan man who entered the U.S. illegally and was allowed to stay to pursue his immigration case. The AP's Jeff Ami reports the DA is appointing a special prosecutor.
The district attorney in Athens has been under a lot of political pressure because she is seen as ineffective. She's also been under political pressure because she is politically liberal. Politics in Athens, Clark County, is very liberal, but there are many nearby areas that are Republican, and there is a lot of strife.
Consumer confidence has slipped this month, that according to the Conference Board. And Macy's says it will close 150 unproductive stores over the next 3 years, while upgrading its remaining 350. This is AP News. Fighting in hockey. Dave Ferry reports it's less these days, but not going away.
There have been 219 fights this season through Sunday, and compare that to the 789 fights during the 2003-04 regular season. Canucks head coach Rick Tocchet collected 440 goals and 952 points from 1984 through 2002, but he also logged almost 3,000 penalty minutes. Tocchet says there's still room for the occasional fight.
The stage fighting and all that stuff, that doesn't work anymore. But there is a time and place for it.
While Avalanche tough guy Curtis McDermott feels fighting prevents stick infractions.
There's a place in it and keeps teams honest and keeps the game honest as well.
Blues forward Braden Schenn says the threat of a bout causes players to think twice before taking liberties with an opponent.
You know, if you're going to run around and make a big hit, you got to know that sometimes you're going to have to deal with consequences.
I'm Dave Ferry.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.